Chapter 2 Elusive Shakespeare. The sun had been up for more than an hour when on the following morning Lucile lifted her head sleepily and looked at the clock.
"Sunday morning, I'm glad," she exclaimed as she leaped out of bed and raced away for a cold shower.
As she dressed, she experienced a sensation of something unfinished and at the same time a desire to hide something, to defend someone. At first she could not understand what it all meant. Then, like a flash, the occurrence of the previous night flashed upon her.
"Oh, that," she breathed.
She was surprised to find that her desire to shield the child had gained tremendously in strength while she slept. Perhaps there are forces we know nothing of, which work on the inner hidden chambers of our mind while we sleep, and having worked there, leave impressions which determine our very destinies. Lucile was not enough of a philosopher to reason this all out. She merely knew that she did not want to tell anyone of the strange incident, no, not even her roommate. And in the end, that was just what happened. She told no one. When she went back to her work on Monday night, a whole busy day had passed in the library. Thousands of books had shot up the dummy elevator to have their cards stamped and to be given out. Thousands had been returned to their places on their shelves. Was a single book missing? Were two or three missing? Lucile had no way of knowing. Every book that had gone out had been recorded, but to look over these records, then to check back and see if others were missing, would be the work of weeks. She could only await developments. She was surprised at the speed with which these developments came. Mr. Downers, the superintendent, was noted for his exact knowledge regarding the whereabouts of the books which were under his care. She had not been working an hour when a quiet voice spoke to her, and with a little start she turned to face her superior.
"Miss Tucker," the librarian smiled, "do you chance to have any knowledge of the whereabouts of the first volume of our early edition of Shakespeare?"
"Why, no," the girl replied quickly. "Why, there was a catch."